Welcome to Friday. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Can I ask you, on a scale of 1 to 10, how good of a shower-er are you?
I think I'm a pretty good showerer. Like, I don't know the criteria. Like, are you talking fast? Are you talking thorough? What's the criteria?
Well, I'm going to explain the criteria here. Apparently, a bunch of us don't know how to shower correctly. And 5 tips from dermatologists compiled kind of list out the 5 things that you should do to shower correctly. And apparently, looking at the list, I thought at first I was incorrect about 4 out of the 5 times. But maybe I'm more... I'm hitting about 3 of the 5. So we'll go through it real quick. Don't shower.
Okay. So let's dive in.
Yeah. Don't shower too often. All right. If you're not,
okay,
if you're not very active, don't sweat very much. You don't have to shower every day. Now I was thinking about it. I'm like, you know what? I don't actually shower, like if I don't need to, I probably won't take a shower. But if I like do some activity, like go for a jog or workout or something like that, yeah, definitely going to shower. So don't shower too often is the number one.
Okay. Oh, so I shower every day, but I don't wash my hair every day.
Well, that's on the list. Don't wash your hair too much or too little. Hair is made of dead skin cells, so it doesn't need as much washing. But I'll tell you that every time I shower, when I do, I wash my hair. So I don't know if that's... that apparently is bad.
Get yourself a little shower cap, Sparky.
No, definitely not going to do that. Keep it short, they say.
Okay, yes. Well, if I'm washing everything, I'm going to hang in there a little bit longer. But if I'm not washing the hair, I can get in and out in like a minute.
Yeah, I'm pretty efficient when it comes to showering. I can get in, get out pretty fast. I think part of it is necessity because I have 4 women in my house and I've got 2 especially, my older daughters, who take really long showers. And so, I've got to jump in, jump out because the hot water won't go away. And then speaking of hot water, yeah, keep the water cooler than normal. I tend to like scalding hot water when I take showers.
Yeah, I do like the hot shower as well. Like, I'm not going to take, like, a cold shower. No. I mean, No,
they're not saying cold. They're just saying keep it lukewarm. They're not saying scalding hot like maybe you or I like it. And then it says focus on the dirtiest areas. Not necessarily your arms or legs, but maybe the underarms, feet, and groin area are probably most important.
Yeah, I always make sure I hit those.
Yeah, check, and check. So there you go. As you're maybe getting ready to jump in the shower this morning, maybe take the tips of these dermatologists and don't shower too often. Keep it short. Stay cool. Don't wash your hair too much and focus on the dirty parts.
Okay. Oh, these are all good tips. Hot shower tips.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I figured this would be the time to do it if we're going to talk about it in the show here on 99.7 DJX.
I mean, too late for me and for you.
I didn't take a shower this morning.
But yes, good to know tomorrow. Oh.
No, I took it last night, so I'm good to go. It saves me some time in the morning, you know, where I can maybe get an extra couple minutes of sleep. So, all right, coming up next, is a feel-good story. And Kelly, what are you working on for this first one?
You can get your favorite teacher some free food. I'll tell you where and how coming up.
All right, Lil Nas X, it's 99.7 DJX. All right, Kelly K.
Chipotle. Handing out some free burritos next week to 2,000 teachers, and today is the last day to nominate your fave.
Mm.
So they're looking for K-12 teachers. You leave a comment about their impact they've had on your life, your child's life, on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Use the hashtag favorite educator and tag Chipotle. And then from all those comments, they're going to search through them all, randomly select 2,000 teachers from the comments that are left and give them a free burrito.
Ah, free burrito. All right. I guess that is good.
Yeah, not bad, huh? We love the teachers. A good way to start off the new year by, you know, and maybe if they're selected, make sure you take a screenshot that you're the one that left the comment. Maybe you'll get a little extra brownie points.
Are you talking about bribing teachers now?
I wouldn't call it see, when you say it like that, it sounds a little bad. I mean, you can always honor your, like, previous teachers, obviously. If they've had an impact on your life, you probably have had them already. Or you can take the approach of your current teacher that you just got and set yourself up for a good year by nominating them.
Setting the bar story.
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
You know those big teddy bears maybe that you win from the Kentucky State Fair or...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. They're huge. They're like 5 feet tall. And they, I always think, I'm like, man, I don't, they're kind of cool, but like, where do you put them? Like, what do you do?
You got to have some space for
sure.
Yeah,
yeah. Didn't think that the teddy bear would be the subject of this setting the bar story, but here we are. If you can manage to make it through the day without hiding from the cops by trying to stuff yourself inside a teddy bear, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I could see some of them are that big that you could probably try to fit.
So things started to unravel for Joshua. Joshua, young Joshua, only 18 years old. He
made some bad choices.
Yeah, he stole a Mitsubishi SUV.
Uh-oh.
And he's kind of had a thing with taking cars that aren't his.
Oh, this is not his first rodeo with that.
Yeah, so police in the UK were looking for him, and they made their way to his girlfriend's house, and they're just asking girlfriend some questions. They're like, hey, you know what? People said that they saw Joshua here, so you mind if we look around? She's like, yeah, whatever. So they go to her room.
But don't go in over there where there, that big teddy bear is.
Well, they go into her room and they noticed the bear tucked in the corner of her room appeared to be breathing. And
oh yeah, well, that's a little tip.
That's when they discovered 6 foot car thief Joshua.
Oh, he's 6 feet?
Yeah, who had crammed himself inside the 5 foot teddy bear. Trying to hide from police. So now...
So he somehow, like, opened it up? Like, those things are typically zipped up. They don't normally have zippers to where you can just step inside them. That's impressive.
I mean, he probably used maybe a knife and, you know, went
moved
in...
Moved some stuffing around.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of like if you're familiar with the old Star Wars movies, it's like when Luke made himself warm by cutting open the belly of one of those.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. and diving in. I imagine it's something like that, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. So anyways, Joshua arrested and banned from driving for 27 months. So there you go.
He's only 18?
Yeah. Hopefully he has time to change his tune and to turn things around. So.
We're going to rethink our choices, yes.
Yeah, so again, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to stuff yourself inside a teddy bear, look, the teddy bear didn't ask for that prostate exam.
No.
Got to be honest.
Didn't either, yes. But and please don't do, you know, the things that led up to having to hide.
Of course. There you go. That's setting the bar. You know, at Ben and Kelly Show is a great way to get a hold of us on social media. You can send us DMs. Ask us questions, all that stuff. Every now and then we'll dive in and we'll see what you have to say.
Yep, this is from Olivia. Hey guys, you don't know me, but I'm a longtime listener, so I know you. Anyway, I thought I'd run this by you and your listeners. Uh-huh. I met this guy last week who checks off all the boxes I would have on a checklist for a romantic partner.
All right.
The unsettling part is that after 2 dates... He said he was tired of casual relationships and could see a serious relationship with me.
All right.
So much so, asked me to move in with him and talked about kids. He mentioned his dysfunctional broken family and how that's made him resolve to be a committed partner and father.
All right, well, that's good.
Now, he's a lovely person, but I can't help thinking, is something wrong? Like, who makes up their mind about having kids in 2 dates?
Hmm.
Now, I don't remotely feel any of the feelings that he claims to feel at this point. Okay. I'm happy to work on a relationship, but this doesn't seem like an organic or healthy way for things to develop. What do you think? Thanks, and keep up the great work.
Wow. Yeah, Olivia, that did seem to... I mean, he kind of came on strong, did he not?
He did a little bit. I would feel the same way that she did after, like, 2 dates. I feel like that's a little much.
Yeah, but I don't know how old she is, so... Kelly, you were saying that once you got to a certain age, you were like, you know what? I knew right away and I was either going to continue it or I was cutting it off.
Yeah, no, but I didn't know in 2 dates. I feel like at any age, that is going to be a little aggressive when it comes to how quickly we are ready to say forever.
I guess then how do you, if she likes this guy, how do you cool things off a little bit, but continue to develop the relationship without losing him.
Do we just continue to go on dates and ignore anything he talks about the future? I don't know. It sounds like, you know, she doesn't want to completely cut and run just yet.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, yeah, we need to send a signal that says we are not yet in the place where we are going to talk about the future.
Yeah, I don't know if she is. Well, I mean, sometimes you got to be a little bit more direct with guys, because guys are a lot of times very just literal.
Yes.
When it comes to things like this.
Sure.
So if she just says, hey, let's not think about the future right now. But he's like, I'm tired of casual relationships. And that's what she's kind of saying that she wants to continue to do.
Maybe if she just says, you know, let's just take some pressure off at this point and let's just let things develop and see where it's going to go organically. Let's assess it later.
He's like, okay, so later when you're pregnant with our children, do you want to name them?
No. No, see, I was in a similar position, though, when I went on a date with a guy.
Uh-huh.
30 minutes into the date, just met this guy. 30 minutes, he's like, so what do you think? Are we going to see each other again? I'm like, let's not have a performance review in the middle of, you know, dinner. Let's not start planning out how often we're going to be seeing each other. Let's just go with the flow and let it happen.
Did that guy get another date?
No, he did not. No. Ooh. No. Yeah. No. Mine did not work out. Because immediately I was already like, ow, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of sent a signal in my head like,
So this doesn't bode well for Olivia's guy if he's already coming on like this.
I mean, it's nice that he's very interested in her, but I think he needs to, let's hold back the reins just a little bit. We're 2 dates in.
I'd be curious to know how many times he's given his heart immediately to someone.
Yeah.
And said, I'm ready for it all. Let's have kids. Let's get married.
Yeah, no, we need to hold a few things back mm-hmm. for a little bit.
All right. Part of me's like, man, tread lightly, because this could be the start of the end.
Yes. It could be. And he seems like a really nice guy. But a lot of people are just like, red flags. All the relationship coaches say that's an unhealthy attachment style. It takes mm-hmm. time to develop those deep feelings. If he's saying this, he's not going to be able to go slow through the natural process.
All right. Well, Olivia, good luck. I think we're putting up the caution flag here. And just say, hey, you know what? If you enjoy him, you know, enjoy him for what it is. But know that maybe there's going to be some hurdles if you're going to want a long-term future with him.
Yeah, and just kind of send out the signals to him. Like if he starts to talk about the future a little bit too much, just kind of, you know, tell him, say, let's not put pressure on the situation. Let's just let it organically happen and see where it goes.
All right, Olivia, now
see how he reacts.
Now we feel like we know you. So thank you. Appreciate
and
that.
And we love you.
All right, Kelly Kay.
Okay, so this is a really cool thing. There's a guy named Kenneth. He's 33, lives in Greensboro, North Carolina with his wife.
All right.
They were visiting Calabash on the beach, celebrating their second wedding anniversary with friends and family.
All right.
And one of the friends recommended, hey, hop on down to this gas station, and why don't you buy a $100 million mega cash scratch-off ticket?
Okay.
And he was like, all right, why not? And he ended up hitting a $100,000 prize.
Oh, that's stupid.
I mean, how fun is that? So after taxes, it ended up being just over $71,000. And so they celebrated by taking everybody out to breakfast. They're going to do some home improvements, put up a fence for their new puppy. It's a 9-week-old little dachshund. Mm-hmm. And there you go. But that's going to be tough to follow up for year number 3 next year.
That is true.
Yeah. I mean, you're kind of setting yourself up like, honey, what are you getting me this year? Last year, we won the lottery.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I'm calling that a feel good because that's amazing.
Okay. 99.7 DJX. We'll get to group therapy here in just a minute, where we're trying to work through the humiliating experience one of our listeners told us about. So that's coming up here in just a minute. Kelly.
Yes.
You didn't happen to accidentally run across Tommy Lee on social media yesterday.
I didn't.
Did you?
I didn't. I don't follow him, so I didn't accidentally stumble across anything he posted. Why do you ask?
So for a short period of time, Tommy Lee posted his naked junk on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, I'm real glad that I didn't accidentally stumble across that. I don't really need to see that.
Yeah, Tommy, well, here's the thing. It's still on Twitter.
Oh, okay. Because they don't have those kinds of rules?
I guess not.
Okay.
It's been removed from Instagram and Facebook.
Uh-huh.
But he replaced the Instagram photo with a picture of an elephant looking at a naked man and saying, "How do you breathe through that little thing?"
Okay,
not
all right.
Really,
yep.
Sure why Tommy Lee insisted on doing this full frontal pic.
Maybe he just wants to remind everyone he's still there. Hey, but guys, it's Tommy Lee. Just want to say hi. Maybe.
Now, I have a link for you to take a look at.
Oh, you need me for research purposes to look at this?
If I don't want to pressure you into anything that you don't want to see. However, in our show sheet, there is a hyperlink that goes to the Twitter that shows the picture that he posted.
Very generous of you.
And there's
to make sure you put that in there.
There's he's all tattooed.
On that?
No. He's all tattooed. And
I love that, by the way, you made the word that's hyperlinked caution.
I did. by the way, Chase texts us and says, "Bro, me and my coworker spent 10 minutes looking at that. Kelly, let's just say it's hard to find. LOL.
Oh, okay. Well, listen. So as soon as I clicked on the link, it says the following media includes potentially sensitive content. So, but then
it gives me
the option to click view.
Absolutely. I think you probably should at this point because we're already dying.
Okay, wow. Immediate regrets.
So,
regrets.
So, Kelly, as a
why? Look away.
Are you scared by something like that?
I just don't need to see it. I don't need to see it. I didn't need to see that. I need to stop looking at it.
You can't turn away, can you? It's like a train wreck.
click away. By the way, there is a Twitter handle called Vince Neil's Hairspray that says, "Tommy, please stop him crying."
Yeah.
Another guy named Peter says, "OMG, your drumstick is showing."
Yeah. The replies to that on Twitter are pretty epic.
That's probably the reason to click on it, but just don't look at the picture. Just look at the picture. God.
You know what? Kelly, I do enjoy our listeners. Raquel sent us a text and said, "Hey, listen, Kelly, I saved this screenshot if you want to see it."
No, Raquel, I don't need that. No.
I mean, he's a shower, it seems.
Yeah. Okay.
He's a shower.
Okay. It looks like, is it bath time? I think it's bath time.
He's probably getting ready to jump in the shower. Again, no word on why he did this.
I think, again, this is absolutely just a little thirst trap. Just a little, "Hey, everybody, my name's Tommy Lee. I'm still here."
Kelsey tweets us, "I don't think you would have stumbled across it, Kelly. It definitely would have stumbled upon you." I now have acid burnt eyes, thanks to Tommy.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Got another text message. "How did I just turn on the show and know without any warning that you were talking about Tommy Lee's Twitter post?"
Yeah, Kelly hadn't seen it, and so I had asked her on the air to just gently, of course, click on the hyperlink. Oh, my gosh.
It says, yes. Gosh, Brittany's just like, "Help a girl out."
Help a girl out. I don't. Okay, maybe
listen,
we can.
Listen, Raquel's got the screenshot. We'll have Raquel's screenshot sent to Brittany.
Send it to Brittany, will you? You know.
This is so, no,
look,
this is
look,
not good.
Hey,
all
look.
All of it's bad.
look, I am a guy who's confident in myself. I don't have really many insecurities.
Please do not take pictures like this. I don't. Okay.
But yeah, I mean, he's he's putting it all out there. So anyways,
all righty then.
All right. I think we spent
Thanks, Tommy Lee, for giving us a lesson in male anatomy.
What lesson did you learn, Kelly?
Just what it's supposed to look like. I don't know if that's. No, I don't listen. I don't have a lot to. Oh God, I'm gonna stop talking.
I'm gonna go ahead and send Brittany the Twitter link.
Okay, but wait, she doesn't have Twitter.
Well,
you gotta send her a screenshot.
She'll be able.
You
to
gotta
see
send
it.
Her a screenshot.
She'll be able to see it.
Oh, oh, right. And Laura says, "Yeah, I like that he captioned it." Oops. Nothing about that was accidental.
No, nothing.
Yeah, he is. It's not like he's taken a mirror pic, and then in the background you're like, oopsies, look what you can see in the corner there if you really look hard. No, it's 100% like that is meant to be the star of that picture.
Yeah, it's full frontal. And again, not sure why, but there it is. Thank you, Tommy.
Why does anybody post anything like that? Because he's proud. And he's all like, hey, ladies.
That's right.
Is he single? Maybe it's, hey, ladies.
Is that something that you, like, if you were a single woman, would you be like, all right, Tommy?
No.
Okay.
No. No. No.
All right. So, yeah, if you want, we're not going to tweet it, but if you want, you can still see it on Tommy's Twitter account. He's got it up there.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Man, this one is, yikes. There's a little bit of a cringe factor with this one.
Mm-hmm.
So we got an anonymous message that said, well, we know who it is, but we're not going to tell you the identity to protect them.
Yes, thank you.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, will you help me figure this out? I had the most humiliating experience at work. A supervisor politely and discreetly told me I smell. I was so horrified, and now I don't know how I can stand to show my face at work. I know it isn't an excuse, but I've been suffering from gradually worsening depression, and a main symptom I experience is a lack of motivation for self-care. I had never dreamed, though, it was this bad.
Dang.
And I'm sure if one person said something, it stands to reason that several noticed. Now, aside from obviously finding a new zeal for hygiene, I have no idea how to move on from this. Should I try to explain myself by telling my boss about what's been going on with my depression? Should I just quit my job, change my name, move to a tiny remote island in the middle of the sea? Oh, my God.
Well, no, I don't think you should do that.
No.
But I mean, depression is a beast. And
oh, it is.
So, you know, I certainly don't want to take light of your situation and just say,
so bad for her.
And just say, well, just make sure you take showers. You know, I mean, because it's like you cannot move. It's like you don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
And so it's probably a tough situation for her to even get up and go to work.
Yeah.
Much less, you know, do anything like brush your teeth or take a shower or things like that.
But yeah, the whole getting over the embarrassment of knowing that people picked up on that, noticed that about you. I mean, that is, how do you like mentally get over that to walk in that place where you know that people were talking about the fact that you did not smell good?
Yeah, I don't think though.
Like I would be mortified. I would
die.
Like
I
would probably just not show up.
Well, but so that I think is going to make it worse in that if you quit your job without another job lined up, then you could just spiral into
worse depression.
Yes, exactly. Feeling sorry for yourself or, you know, even worse, like, you know, I can't get another job because of my hygiene and all that. So, yeah this is.
Maybe I think she does like have a little aside with the boss and just say, listen, thank you for pointing that out. you know, and this is, I've been going through a rough time and I just kind of let some stuff go. I promise that won't happen again. I'm going to pay, you know, better attention to that and make sure that I'm showing up, professionally and, you know, clean and all that stuff.
Listen, if you've gone through this or you kind of know what she's going through, I think your opinion could probably help here. 502-571-9970. That's why we call this group therapy. And, you know, or maybe, you know, you're a boss and you're like, all right, this is how I would want an employee to approach this with me. You know, obviously that's very personal and you can keep that personal if you want your depression. But yeah,
kudos to the supervisor for having the guts to say something like that, because that's the other part of it. Like, I don't know if I would ever be able to say that to someone, because knowing how mortifying and hurtful it could be to that person.
Yeah. 502-57. Yeah. Tough situation here, as we have a listener, that reached out to us and was just like, hey, you know, she admitted to us. She was like, look, I'm going through some depression, and one of the symptoms I'm experiencing is a lack of motivation for self-care. And so one of my supervisors told me politely that I smell.
And she's just mortified at this point, and she's, you know, kind of not even wanting to set foot in the office again. Now, we've gotten several text messages from managers chiming in. She says, as a person who has had to have the hygiene talk with someone, we tell you as soon as it's a problem. We don't let it go on for more than just that day. So she probably only smelled that day. Mm-hmm. And most of her coworkers probably think it was just a fluke and won't remember that she smelled that particular day. So
yeah,
that should make her feel a little bit better about that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if getting, you know, just quitting your job is the right way to go about this. And
no, I say that, but, you know, obviously she's probably not in a spot where she can just up and quit without having another job to go to. So you're going to have to try to face the, you know, I know you're feeling embarrassed about someone having to bring something like that up to you, but I think that was a really good point that, you know, they probably addressed it like that day
in the moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And look, it's not a case where you can just say, hey, look, just brush your teeth and take a shower. It's not that big of a deal. It is a big deal. If she's, you know, dealing with depression, it's literally like you are paralyzed and you can't and struggle to do just about anything. And we got another a text from a listener, and I'm going to, you know, because I don't know if these listeners who are saying that they know what she's going through want us to say their name. So I'm just going to keep them all anonymous. But
okay.
We got another listener that was like, look, I know what she's going through. There's not anybody on the planet that wouldn't understand what she's going through right now. And I unfortunately had to have that kind of conversation before with an employee. And it was horrible saying that to them. Embarrassing for me as well. But I talked with him and worked with him one-on-one, told him I wanted to help him in any way I possibly could. And I recommended him to therapy. And when he was having a bad day, I just made the time to talk to him and let him go home if needed. So just talk to your boss about it.
Yeah. You just have to remember that your boss is a human too.
Yeah.
You know, regardless of what kind of a relationship or dynamic you have in your office, if it's more casual or if it's more formal, if you know your boss well, if you don't, you know, they are there to try to help you in any way, shape, or form perform the best for the company.
Yeah.
So, you know, and the fact that she pulled you aside discreetly to tell you about it, I think lets you know that you could probably let her know what you're struggling with and, you know, that you're going to make sure you pay more attention to that.
There is a listener that recommends a book called How to Keep House While Drowning. And
that sounds like a good one.
So maybe that's something to check out. She says it specifically talks about addressing issues like this when you're dealing with depression, and it's very common. And so, you know, that's maybe something to check out there. How to Keep House While Drowning.
Yeah, and there's another listener. Definitely speak with your supervisor. Many places now have resources that can be offered to associates that are struggling.
Yeah. Well, hey, look, we're thinking about you and we're hoping the best for you. And just know that, you know what, you can get through this. Obviously, it's going to take some time and it's going to take some effort.
Yeah, definitely talk to your boss about it.
Yeah, well, keep us posted here on 99.7 DJX. So I'm going through some stuff at home right now, 99.7 DJX. It was one of those things where it's just life events that are popping up and happening. And 10 years ago, we saw this moment coming.
And, 10 years ago? Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. 10 years ago, maybe even more, we saw this coming. And my wife and I were talking about it 10 years ago that this is the time that it's going to be tough to kind of navigate. And here we are as I've got two, my older daughters, Isabel and Sophia, getting ready to go to college, as my younger daughter, Zoe, is getting ready to go, or has started middle school. And so, 10 years ago, we were like, man, we're going to have two going off to college as one is starting middle school. It's going to be kind of a, middle school can be a difficult period in a kid's life anyways. And, a lot of changes happening, and it's a new school and it's a new situation and, meeting new people, getting into new experiences. So already there's emotion happening surrounding that. And then, the fact that literally on Monday, I'm going to do the show and then help Isabel and Sophia move into their dorm room. And so,
yeah, that's a big life transition.
Yeah. And I mean, we've kind of been trying to just not talk about it because it's been a thing that's just coming,
It's been looming.
It has been looming. And we've just tried not to talk about it. And
if you talk about it, you make it real.
And so, last night, there were real like sniffles and things like that were happening.
Did you sniffle?
And not from, Isabella or Sophia. They're off. They're doing their thing.
They're
getting ready to take this next step.
And, mom, dad, little sister or not.
And we're, almost like, it's like 40% of our household is going to be leaving and moving out. And look, I know it's U of L. They're 20 minutes away. So it's not like they're gone forever, but still I had that thought the other day that after they move out,
they're not going to be living your house anymore.
Yeah. There is a strong possibility that they're never going to live in our house again. And that, that makes me sad.
Yeah. Now listen, the birth of your daughters, your wedding, neither occasions caused you to shed an actual tear. Did we shed a tear over this?
No, so far I haven't. But that's not.
Stay strong, my friend.
No, but that's not. I don't know. I don't show emotion by tearing up as much as I do.
Do we need to work this out a little bit, Sparky? Like, what has caused you to cry in your life? Have you ever cried in your life outside of being a child when you like hurt yourself?
Yeah. I mean, I've
okay.
Yeah,
what's brought you to tears, Sparky? Let's work this out. Let's work it out.
I mean, there have been commercials of dads and daughters.
I'm sorry, back the truck up. A commercial has brought you to tears. But seeing your children enter the world and looking at your you say I do, did not.
I've said before that those were happy moments for me. And
okay, but still there are happy tears.
Yeah, for sure. But but now I think this may be a thing where
you're driving away from campus after the move is done.
Yeah. And plus seeing how Zoe, my youngest, is trying to navigate this as well as, she's losing, not losing, but, her two big sisters are not going to be in the house every single day.
They're big presences.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Andrea said, listen, she's right there with you. She said, my parents moved me into my college dorm and then took my sister for her first day of kindergarten.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally.
Oh, all the feels.
Yeah.
Oh, prayers to your parents, Andrea.
And look, Zach's got a good approach as he texts in. Look, now you can play naked tag with your wife now. And
stop it. Zoe's still there. Zoe is still there.
Yeah, but you know what? That's never really stopped us before.
Oh, yeah, you still have like Naked Laundry Tuesday?
Yeah, you know, it's like, how are the clothes on your body going to get clean if you don't take them all off? So anyways, I'm dealing with it right now, and we're trying to figure it all out. And I came to a realization last night that the moment that we have talked about and thought about for 10 years as always something that's down the road,
yes,
is now here. And so,
yes,
you're
never really ready for it. I can't even imagine. And, you know, my son's just getting ready to turn 13.
Yeah.
So
that's
a big thing, but we still have some time before that.
Talk to me next Tuesday.
Okay.
All right.
All right. We'll check in. A wellness check on Ben next Tuesday. I'm setting a reminder.
I mean, I don't know how I'll be doing next Tuesday, but that'll be the litmus test for me and how well I'm handling all this.
Listen, if you're going to cry, though, if you could save it for on the air, that'd be the next
show. Can't get you off from all this lane. And Kelly K brings him to you. What do you got for us?
This is crazy. So Officer Bill Baudette, St. Paul Police Department in Minnesota, just going about his routine last week. Normal sunny day. And he saw smoke in the distance.
Mm.
So immediately went toward the area. Wasn't long, realized this house was on fire, alerted other first responders. This duplex was full of smoke. So he was able to get a resident from the upper unit outside, but then he knocked on the door to the lower unit, didn't get an answer. So he didn't want to just assume nobody was inside. So he kicked the door open and found four kids inside, ranging in age from 3 to 7 years old. Now they were saying, you know, heat is more threatening than flames. Room temperatures in a fire can be 100 degrees at floor level, rise to 600 degrees at eye level. Inhaling that super hot air can scorch your lungs, melt your clothes to your skin.
Oh.
Stuff like that, but he reached them in time, and the post on Facebook said, officers don't get to choose calls. These calls choose the officers.
Mm.
Officer Baudette was in the right place at the right time and was able to change the course of this event for this family. And the kids were reunited with their father, and they weren't injured.
Oh, wow. That is
unbelievable.
Yep. Right place, right time.
Exactly. We'll tweet out the story at Ben and Kelly Show.
Now an update. Melanie, when we spoke to her a few months ago, she said, look, boyfriend of over a year, they're going to wind up together in the long run. He had been through some rocky relationships in the past and kind of been hurt. And so really he had a guard up and was like, look, I like you. I think you're the one for me. I think we could be together, but I'm just not ready to say, like, I love you yet.
And he's like, you know, listen, maybe a little therapy can help me work through it. And she's like, do I stick it out?
Yeah. So remind us what we had come to when we spoke to her last.
Well, surprisingly, the majority said, hang in there.
Yeah.
From, I think, a crowd that normally likes to say, girl, run, bye, red flags. Y'all, like most everyone was like, you know what?
Yeah.
Hang in there as he works through this in therapy. And many shared similar stories of how they stuck it out and it ended up working out.
Yeah. So now the update.
Yep. Melanie said, hey, you two, thanks for reaching back out to me. A lot has happened since we last spoke. After I heard everyone say to stick with him and give him a little time to come around, I decided to take some time for myself.
Ooh.
So around the same time as this was all going down, I got an offer for summer work out of town. It was just temporary, but a good opportunity to gain some experience, earn a little money, and network within my industry.
Okay.
So I decided to take this opportunity out of town, and I was hoping distance would make the heart fonder, and I left.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now, we had an understanding that we weren't breaking up exactly, just kind of doing the long distance thing, taking some time to figure some stuff out.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Well, my summer went really well. The job was great. We texted a few times a week, FaceTimed a few times. I missed him. I could tell he missed me because he had flowers sent to me and asked to come visit a couple of times.
All right.
I told him no, that it was best if he didn't during this time.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I mean, she was like, I remember I told her that, you know, my husband and I, we had to break up for a while.
Yeah.
For him to kind of work out his stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But
so,
it worked out.
Right.
Here we are nearly 16 years later married.
Anyway, sure.
We go back to her. She said, well, the job is coming to an end at the end of this month, so I'll be moving back. And I can tell you that this break worked.
Oh?
Last week, while we were on the phone, our conversation went from small talk to him telling me how much he missed me and he's falling in love with me.
Oh, look at that.
Yay! This is a good step and something that would have never happened had I not given our relationship some space and time to grow. So thank you, Ben and Kelly.
Wow, that is a good update, Melanie.
That's awesome. Maybe, you know, he didn't quite know how important she was mm-hmm. until he wasn't right there.
It was almost like she was too close to him, and he needed that little bit of distance, a little bit of space to realize, all right, no, actually, there's a void in my heart while she's gone.
Yes, yeah. Like, you know, I needed to know what it was like to not have her in my life to realize I need her in my life.
There you go. All right, well, Melanie, that is a good update.
I love happy endings.
I bet you do. All right, so cool. Thank you for the update on that. And yeah, keep us posted and invite us to the wedding if it comes to that.
Oh, look at that. Da, da.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. Brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club. Kelly, you think you've got some good ones?
I got a couple of them that are going to be a struggle for me. I'm hoping they'll be a struggle for you.
Well, we will soon find out as we are gunning for the You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor Trophy, which is in Kelly's possession right now.
Yeah. Oh, she's so pretty.
All right. Losers go first. I believe that's me. You ready?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, Kelly.
Yeah.
I mean,
Whoa. Start over again. You kind of laughed.
All right. Well, that was part of the joke, but okay.
I know.
All right,
I
fine.
Know.
I will
technicality.
Give
it,
I will give a
over.
Deadpan delivery.
Right.
Not to brag, but I made six figures this year.
Oh.
Yeah, they named me the worst employee at the toy factory.
Right. Probably wanted you to make a few more.
Right.
Yeah. Hey Ben.
Mm-hmm.
What chain can you eat? A food chain?
What do you call Muhammad Ali after he eats a lot of beans?
What do you call Muhammad Ali after he eats a lot of beans?
Gaseous clay.
Cute. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Scientists have just discovered a fossilized dinosaur fart.
Oh.
Yeah, they said it was a blast from the past.
Yes. You know, Kelly, I don't know if you know anyone who knows how to fix broken hinges.
I don't.
But my door is always open.
Got it. Literally. Hey, Ben, what do you call a laughing motorcycle?
What?
A Yamaha, ha, 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 ha.
I hope they get better.
Me too.
You know, I started a dating website for chickens.
Already they're better, I feel like, instantly. Yeah?
And it's not my regular day job.
I just
do it to help make hens meet.
Literally. Cute.
Thanks.
Shout out to Jacqueline for this one. Why did Spider-Man's evil twin fail his driver's test?
Why?
He was a bad parallel Parker.
You know, I asked my date to meet me at the gym, but she never showed up.
Yeah.
I guess the two of us just weren't going to work out.
Yeah, they weren't.
No,
you weren't.
No.
Hey, Ben. It's also from Jacqueline. What do you call a mouse that swears?
What?
A cursor. Computer humor.
Oh, not like an animal mouse.
Computer.
Oh, gosh.
It's a computer mouse.
Love computer mouse. Humor. It slays.
Yeah.
You laugh, you lose.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if these are getting better.
No, they are. I got a couple.
Did you hear the score between the ocean and the beach?
I did not.
Nah, it's tied.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Ben, what do the movies The Titanic and The Sixth Sense have in common?
What?
I see dead people.
Oh, too soon.
Too soon?
Too soon.
Yeah.
There was room on that door, Rose.
Absolutely.
Yesterday, I thought I would do the right thing, and I gave up my seat on the bus for a blind person.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, today I lost my job as a bus driver.
Right. You're not the one that should be giving up a seat.
Manners.
Safety. We'll say safety before manners. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
This is from Jacqueline's cousin, Jeremy. Not to brag or
anything.
Wait,
hang on. Is Jacqueline just doing your entire...
Listen, she did some serious research, and I need to give her the proper credit.
Is she your co-writer on this?
She is a little bit. Not to brag or anything, but every time I get naked in the bathroom, my shower gets turned on. Hey, yo. Hi. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, look at me.
Okay.
Yep.
What did Mike Tyson say after working out with Chris Hemsworth?
What did he say?
You're going to be Thor in the morning.
Literally, because he's Thor. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
What has three legs and four arms?
What?
My son's crappy drawing of a snake.
Hey. Did you just laugh?
No, I'm just breathing. I'm breathing. I have to breathe.
Okay.
I have to breathe.
Kelly, what do you call a woman who knows where her husband is at all times?
What do you call her?
A widow.
Oh, God!
Yikes.
Truth be told, I was on the edge with a snake. Oh, God.
I'll take it, though. I'll take it. That's my trophy. Tied it up. All right, there you are. You laugh, you lose. Brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club. On 99.7 DJX. TikTok that kind of went viral about a bartender explaining code words that could help keep you safe. If you're out at a bar and there's, you know, someone who is either making you feel unsafe or something like that. And I thought I would pass along to you because I had no idea.
Okay.
We'll let him go ahead and tell you some of the things that maybe you can say to a bartender to kind of alert him or her that maybe you're not feeling safe right now.
An angel shot is a way for asking for help from a bartender, a bouncer, a manager, somebody at a restaurant without directly saying it.
Yeah, so he said asking for an angel shot.
Okay.
Which, you know, if I'm honest, I've never even heard of that. And
I haven't either. I wonder if this is universally known among the restaurant industry, too.
Right. See, I didn't know. And so maybe that's why this is a good thing to kind of highlight right now, because maybe that's not widely known. And then if you are ordering an angel shot, what's he bringing you? And is it good?
Exactly. Yes. Oh, yes.
The benefit being talking in code to avoid the situation from getting any worse. What if the person you're with knows what an angel shot is and they're like standing right over your shoulder and you just still don't feel comfortable saying it?
Okay, so what do you do then?
You can ask your bartender if Angelo's working. But I have seen situations where even this isn't good enough.
So
if Angelo's working.
If Angela is working or Angela.
I think it was Angelo.
So what if there actually is an Angelo that works? And he comes from, you know, over on the other side of the bar, and it's like, yeah, what can I do for you?
Oh, yeah. And they're like, I need that. What was the shot called again?
Angel shot. Right. Yep. Right.
Get as close to an authority figure or somebody who's working at the location as possible. Whisper or yell it if you have to. Shorter words if possible. Get your point across to make sure that they know that you need help.
Okay. So, yeah, this bartender is just kind of going through some other steps that you can take. If angel shot doesn't work or if Angela is working doesn't work, you can take some of those.
And this is the most important part right here.
Okay. What is the most important
part? Okay, I'm ready.
This can be used by anybody, not just women. At the end of the day, we need to make sure that you're safe.
Oh, did we miss it?
I think we missed it.
Shorter words, if possible. Get your point across to make sure that they know that you need help.
Oh, okay, get your point across to them somehow that you need help to the bartender. So, you know,
maybe even just like looking and just mouthing the word help me.
Yeah, something like that. You know, I mean, as we are on the eve of the weekend and, you know, maybe you're going out, you're going to be hitting the bars or something like that this weekend, just wanting you to stay safe. So if you're feeling unsafe, maybe here are a couple of things that you can do to help get yourself out of that situation or find help discreetly by asking for an angel shot at the bar or asking if Angela is working.
I'm wondering if there's any, you know, service industry people who are aware of this can confirm that this is a thing that that you all know about.
We did just get a text from Kimberly that says, yeah, it's universal.
Really?
Yeah. And she says angel shot neat means that they'll escort you to the car. So, hey, can I get an angel shot neat? And they'll be like, yeah, well, I'll help you get to your car. If you ask for an angel shot dry, that means they'll call you an Uber. So All right.
Okay.
Well, that's good to know that you know, we're just not sitting here, you know, talking about things that no one has ever heard of before. That's good. It's a little bit more universally known.
Go to the bar and like order these things, and the bartenders there have no idea what you're talking about.
Right.
That's gonna defeat the purpose.
Right. So maybe it's at this time that we give a plug for our game, Little Kid or Drunk Adult.
Absolutely.
Where if you have found yourself in a funny and awkward situation, you should tell us. And then tell us whether or not it happened because you were a little kid or whether you were a drunk adult. Okay?
And, you know, it's easy to do. Just voice note it, send it to email it to us at benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
You know, Kelly, Florida makes its way onto the show more than any other state. Well, I should say outside of Kentucky and Indiana, it's probably one of the most talked about states on our show.
A lot of magical things happen there.
Magic is one way to describe it. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, setting the bar stories, Kelly, go ahead and describe what these are.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yep, crazy naked in Florida, quite the trifecta of subject, right?
Yes. How does it all come together?
So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting naked,
uh-huh,
then threatening another guy for his clothes,
oh,
then you're doing okay.
Okay, so maybe like this person realized, oh, I'm naked, I need clothes, and then, hey, there's a guy, I'm going to need your clothes because I'm naked. Is that what happened?
I mean, that's probably exactly how it went down.
Okay.
I have moments leading up to his arrest. Oh, yeah, sorry. Spoiler alert, he did get arrested.
Uh-huh.
As this Florida man is being charged for demanding the clothes off another dude and throwing a machete at him, then walking and then running away. Thankfully, the victim had no injuries.
Okay, so he wasn't very good at throwing. That's good.
Right, exactly. Here are the moments from the police helicopter pilot.
Oh, wow.
Talking to dispatch.
All right, got the visual on the male. He is naked, yelling at people in the parking lot. Very animated, athletic, thick build. It's like a goatee. He's now walking out to traffic.
Wow, he described
he's
him.
He's just kind of like spewing this out like as if it's a normal day.
He's like naked,
yeah, naked
athletic.
He's athletic very build. He's walking out in the traffic. Yeah.
Athletic, thick build, looks good.
Okay, stop.
Middle of traffic yelling at people. He's doing push-ups at the entrance of the food store here.
Well, yeah.
He's doing push-ups?
Yeah, you got it.
He's flexing with some push-ups.
Got to stay buff, right?
Especially if you're showing everything. It's like, wait a second. I got to make sure I'm looking my best. I'm showing off the guns. Welcome to the gun show, everyone.
Yeah. So really crazy naked Florida. That is quite the trifecta for this guy.
Kudos to the helicopter pilot / reporter
for
giving us that very detailed description of what's going on in such a professional manner as if like he's done that before.
This is a helicopter pilot, mind you, in Florida. So he's
he's
seen a lot.
Stuff. That's probably a normal afternoon for him.
Yep. There you go. That is a Florida story here and setting the bar.